Keith Peters reporting there's been another defeat in court for former President Donald Trump.
For a third straight day, Trump's lawyers asked for a delay, and for the third straight day, they were told no. This time, the Trump legal team asked the appeals court to halt the case indefinitely while it fights to have the trial judge removed. They're challenging several rulings by Judge Juan Mershon. Trump's hush money trial is scheduled to start Monday and is the first of his four criminal indictments slated to go to trial. It also would be the first criminal trial ever of a former president. Trump is accused of falsifying business records to hide the true nature of payments made in connection with a scheme to suppress damaging stories about him during the 2016 presidential campaign. I'm Ed Donahue.
The leading presidential candidates are reacting to Arizona's law that criminalizes nearly all abortions. White House correspondent Greg Clugston reports.
President Biden called the Arizona Supreme Court's upholding of an 1864 abortion law extreme and dangerous and told a White House press conference,
"Elect me. I'm in the 21st century. Not back then."
Meanwhile, Donald Trump said the Arizona law goes too far and called on state lawmakers to change it, even as he defended the overturning of Roe v. Wade. Greg Clugston, Washington.
Officials in a Louisiana city are assessing the damage from a tornado spawned by a system of severe weather, also blamed for a death in Mississippi, and damage from Texas to the Florida Panhandle. No deaths or critical injuries were reported when the suspected tornado hit Slidell, Louisiana on Wednesday. The storm ripped off roofs and partially collapsed some buildings. The storm dumped close to 8 inches of rain on parts of the New Orleans area. On Wall Street, the Dow down by 422 points. This is SRN News. A pro-life group endorses Donald Trump.
While some are debating the former president's support for individual states deciding the abortion question, National Right to Life says there's no question who the pro-life candidate is in this year's presidential election. NRL President Carol Tobias says, quote, "President Trump's record on life speaks for itself. We look forward to defeating the pro-abortion Biden-Harris ticket and building an America that truly respects life." Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Maya Kobabe's graphic memoir, Gender Queer, continues its run as the book most likely to be challenged by concerned parents. That book, which includes homosexual pornography, has been removed from a growing number of public school libraries after moms and dads, clergy, and local lawmakers objected. Gender Queer tops the list of challenged books, along with other homosexual offerings, such as Juno Dawson's This Book Is Gay and Mike Carrato's Flamer. This is SRN News. Some cities think hosting the Olympics is too much hassle, correspondent John Scott reports.
But Salt Lake City remains one of the few places where Olympic fever still burns strong, even more than two decades after it first hosted in 2002. The city's enduring enthusiasm will be on full display when members of the International Olympic Committee descend on northern Utah for their final site visits ahead of a formal announcement expected this July to name Salt Lake City the host for 2034. The state has spent millions to ensure its Olympic facilities did not fall into disrepair in anticipation of hosting once again. John Scott reporting.
Delta Airlines has reported a small first quarter profit and says travel demand is strong heading into summer. Delta is predicting better than expected earnings in the second quarter as well. More details at srnnews.com. I'm Keith Peters reporting.